This is HMM correspondent Alexis Goldsmith, and I have with me in the studio today three women in XR. Welcome to the studio. Do you mind introducing yourselves?
Thank you for having us. My name is Nika Horvitz.
Hi, I'm Janelle Fish.
And I'm Megan Marone.
Could you explain your roles in XR?
Sure. This is Nika. I have been involved in since the spring when a number of us got together to try to start an Extinction Rebellion chapter in the Capital Region. That eventually ended up having multiple working groups, and I'm in the Regenerative Culture Working Group as well as the Media and Messaging Working Group. And each working group sends representatives into a separate working group, which is sort of the overall coordinating group, and I'm also in that group.
This is Janelle, and I joined Extinction Rebellion about a month ago. I am not in any working groups, though I think I'm about to be recruited as of tomorrow. That's, you know, otherwise I'm just showing up for actions at this point.
And I'm Megan, and I'm in Regenerative Culture, the Regenerative Culture Circle of XR, and I joined in January after two friends had done background research on Extinction Rebellion, which was really useful, and then came back to Troy and told a whole bunch of people about how we can get involved.
Let's set the foundation for the interview. What is regenerative culture in XR? What do they mean by that?
I can take a stab at it. Regenerative culture looks at how to create healthy and resilient communities of people working together towards system change, recognizing that many of the systems that sort of dominate our lives are incredibly damaging to ourselves and that we damage and harm each other as well as the natural world. So regenerative culture tries to put in systems and processes that sort of counter that, both new systems and reconnecting to older ways of doing that.
It's tricky but it's also, I think, one of the most exciting aspects of XR because basically what it's the hyper differentiation from other environmentalist movements, I would say. And also I'm thinking back to my experience in terms of other activist work or protests, and there's this focus on individual human beings' emotional life and well-being, and then the question of how you create a healthy community built into Extinction Rebellion with the regenerative culture segment of XR. And so it's a real challenge to organize with this mission of we're not only going to interrupt the systems that are extremely destructive with protests and other nonviolent direct actions, but also build the world that we want to see. That was a really exciting part of Occupy Wall Street, the critique of Occupy Wall Street being that it was so ephemeral and, like, you know, it was only in Zuccotti Park for a certain amount of time. And yet I think that whole idea for whatever amount of time of even just playing at the world that you wish you were in is really important, and just a space that adults don't really get very much. But I think that more and more there's just such a need for authenticity in terms of emotions and reckoning with power and questions of community.
So it's 100 years in the future, and XR's mission has succeeded. What does regenerative culture look like?
If I can speak to that. I think for me, that looks like the things that Extinction Rebellion lays out. There's five aspects of care, and that looks like caring for yourself. That's caring for other people taking part in whatever the movement is. So if we've succeeded with Extinction Rebellion, I don't know what we're moving toward, but I bet there's something that's going to need action behind it. There's caring for the relationships that you're in, so interpersonal care and making sure that you're taking responsibility for your role in all of the various relationships that you take part in within your family, within your workplace, within your community. There's community care. How we take care of the development as a network, strengthening our connections and adherence to the principles that we all hold to, and then caring for the people and the planet that we're fighting for. So one of my frustrations as an activist for, you know, 20 years now has been that we always get really fired up about things for a brief time, and this might be maybe what you're referencing with Occupy Wall Street. We can do it for a little while, and then we burn out. And then we're like, oh God, we did it again. Like we fired up and then we burned out. And what's different, I think, about Extinction Rebellion is that so many people are looking out to make sure that that's not happening. So in 100 years, we have a system where we're used to doing that. We're it's part of our nature, and we're doing it automatically instead of right now where we've been programmed to sleep and we're not really caring about anybody, including ourselves, I would say.
I find it interesting that you talk about taking responsibility for your emotions. Do you see XR's mission tie in with the suffragette movement and with reconciling toxic male masculinity?
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, in a perfect XR, there's like so much work to do there. And like we're working against everything. And I don't mean we, us three people in this interview, but just as people aligned with similar value systems and feelings about wanting to be taking care. I mean, maybe I'll shift gears and say that one thing I'd add to Janelle's 100 years forward, I mean, playing off of the last thing you said, is like, for me, regenerative culture in the future is a completely different and a very old and what I feel to be a very natural relationship to the earth, of like reciprocity and, you know, like serving the earth. And that to me is very oppositional to, yeah, patriarchal white supremacy that we are completely living in all ways. So in that way, yes, I think Extinction Rebellion, you know, that's the vision. We're still living in this world as it is right now, and it plays out that way in all sorts of ways.
Patriarchy is the oldest system, really, and we're in such a strange time in terms of the way that, you know, basically corporate oligarchy taking over, you know, you just have like corporatism everywhere, and so it's this particular flavor of patriarchy which denies death. So like, yeah, when Nika was just talking about reciprocity with the earth, things come and go on planet Earth, you know, like things are born and then they die. And so I think we're living in such strange times in terms of the promise of virtual immortality and accelerationist capitalist ideas that could be fused with like a new technological wonderland. And yet the reality is that the systems around us are crumbling and failing, and that also even abstract concepts like freedom are really, you know, if people really challenged what freedom actually means in 2019, 2020, you know, they would find that, you know, we are so restricted within these systems. And then you have something like the crackdown that's happening in London right now of the, you know, the authorities just saying like, nope, no more Extinction Rebellion. And like, that should be the wake up call to everybody that, you know, these actions are necessary and threatening the establishment. So yeah, it does seem like the regenerative culture part of XR is about addressing people's emotional needs, and that's like, it's so needed, but it's also a response to this kind of overwhelming corporate technological capitalism that is patriarchy. It's the current flavor of patriarchy on Earth.
I would just add, if that's okay, just sort of a shout out to the structure of Extinction Rebellion, which is, it's called self-organizing systems or holacracy or sociocracy. There's different versions of its name or maybe versions of itself, but it is a decentralized structure. And I have found it to be the first sort of movement of this kind where I felt myself kind of finding a more organic place to fit in. And I think that that is also something that is sort of working in opposition to patriarchy and sort of hierarchical structures that we're used to, definitely in activism as well as the rest of the world.
Well, we've been speaking with Nika, Janelle, and Megan, who are all XR activists. This is part one.